everyone, and welcome to another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. Thank you for joining us today. We recently received a comment from Jason, and this is what he said. I stumbled onto conversations just recently in the past month. The first episode I listened to was with Elder and Sister Richard G. Hinckley. I was surprised and touched by the realness of the interview and have made conversations almost a part of my daily life. It's comforting to know these prominent members are just like all of us, and hearing their stories has strengthened my faith and desire to live the gospel more fully in my own life. Every day I wait in anticipation for the next episode. Thank you, Jason. Well, thank you, Jason. We're grateful that you're enjoying conversations. There's always something so interesting and inspiring to learn from those episodes, and we're glad that you're a fan. Today, I wanted to talk about endurance. This year, 2013, marks the 13th year that I have been a runner. Prior to that time, I couldn't run for a minute without being exhausted. And I don't know how it really started, but I remember there was a certain distance that I thought, okay, I'm going to try and run that far, and then I'm going to try and run a little farther, and then I'm going to try even run farther than that. And I just kept going, and it started getting easier, and I started to enjoy it. And now I really love to run. As I was thinking about this episode, I thought, what makes a long-distance athlete of any sport keep going when they're tired, they're hot, they want to give up? What gives them the grit to keep going even when they're tired and want to stop? So I posed the question to my friends on Facebook, and this is one of the answers that I received. The feeling of accomplishing something hard, it makes you dig deeper into what you really want to accomplish. I stop and ask myself, what do I really want right now, and how committed am I to reaching that goal? I liked her comment, and actually this was from a friend I didn't even know was a runner, but I liked it because I think there's a lot of truth to that when you set your mind to something and say, I'm going to accomplish this and I'm going to accomplish it well, then you really can stay focused and determined to reach that. And I think it applies to runners, but I think doesn't this apply to all of us in life as we're trying to endure? There may be trials and challenges that we're having right now or that we have had in the past where we want to just sit down and quit. We don't want to go any farther. It's too hard and we're tired and we wish that the trial would just end. But the point is, we need to keep going and finish this race of life that we're running. There are two scriptures that I want to read. The first one is from 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, and he says this, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. And the second one is from 1 Corinthians 9:24, and it reads, Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize, so run that ye may obtain. I like these two scriptures because they're a good reminder that we came to finish what we started out to do here in this mortal life. And not only that, but because of our Savior Jesus Christ and his atonement, that he can relieve the pain that we feel as we pray to our Father in heaven and ask him to strengthen us. He will help us that we can finish and conquer whatever it is that we might be facing. I received a story from Jamie about finishing a triathlon she was running even when she was really struggling, and I want to read that for you now. She says, On Saturday, March 30th, I decided to participate in a triathlon. Not only was this challenge a bit scary for me mentally, but I also had recently had surgery and had not been able to put in all the training I had planned on. I talked one of my friends into doing the triathlon with me. My friend is a personal trainer by profession and an amazing athlete. I knew competing next to her, I certainly would have my work cut out for me. I also knew I probably wouldn't be able to keep up with her. It was time for us to hop into the pool. I never realized how far the swimming portion really was. To be honest, I had not even practiced swimming before this point. I was still sporting my maternity swimsuit in its baggy beauty, which hid all of my post-baby flaws. The first half of the swim was fine. I kept within a few body lengths of most of the other competitors, but after about the ninth leg, I started to get further and further behind. I did not have goggles or a swim cap like all the other competitors, so I swam with my head out of the water and even employed the doggy paddle technique in certain portions. I started to doubt myself. Should I just get out of the pool right now? How am I going to finish this? My legs burned, my eyes hurt from the chlorine, and with each stroke I took, the swimmers in the lanes next to me took twice as many. As the other competitors began to transition to the biking portion, I still had a lap to go. It was just me and this empty swimming pool. I ignored the people watching and focused on finishing my lap. My transition to the biking portion was smooth. I had one of the fastest transitions of all the athletes, probably because I could not wait to get out of the pool. The bike portion was more familiar, and I settled in nicely. I found my rhythm. However, the swim had put me quite a few minutes behind everyone else, and when the other bikers had exited to begin the run, I still had 1.5 miles left on the bike. Finally, I finished the 10 miles, hopped off the bike, and began the run portion. I was so happy I had made it to the run. Running is my passion. I loved feeling the sun on my face and the warm cement beneath my feet. The large hill that hindered many of the other competitors empowered me. I began to pass them. I caught up to each and every triathlete in my group. I caught up to my friend. I helped her get to the finish line. I had done it. I had finished. Not only that, I had finished with a pretty good time. After the race, I began to walk back to my car. A feeling of accomplishment and confidence had come over me. Not only did I feel that I could finish my next triathlon faster, reminding myself to take up swimming lessons, but I also felt that some of the tasks that were ahead of me in the coming week would not be so hard or daunting as I had once thought. Fear is the opposite of faith. I knew I just needed to make it to the run portion, and I was not going to let my insecurities hold me back. If I would have let the swim portion hold me back, I would not have been able to finish strong. President Hinckley says, "I believe in myself. I do not mean to say this with egotism, but I believe in my capacity and in your capacity to do good, to make some contribution to the society of which we are a part, and to grow and develop. I believe in the principle that I can make a difference in this world, be it ever so small." This was only a very small triathlon, she says. The name of it was perfect. It was entitled Just Try. I think when we apply this to the big picture of our life, so much can be accomplished. If we do our part and we do all we can and just try, our Heavenly Father will make up the difference and He'll help us to make weak things to become strong. He'll help us be the difference. He'll help us finish. Thank you, Jamie, for being willing to share that story of your triathlon with us. I think that's a great reminder to us to keep going, even in the middle of our race in life, so to speak, and to not give up and not to doubt ourselves, but to trust in our Father in heaven that He will bring us to the finish line. When I let Jamie know what day we were going to be airing her story, I found out that today is actually her birthday. So I wanted to wish Jamie a happy birthday and thank you again for sharing your story with us. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories, please email me at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org. You can always post on our Facebook wall as well any comments that you might have. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And today, the song of the day that I'd like to leave you with is called If You Try, featuring Justin Cash. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and have a wonderful day.
When you were a child, you had a dream to change the world, as hard as that may seem. Now, there was a time, a time that you inside you. What happened to make you forget that you can make it if you try? Oh, no one can stop you if you want to reach the sky. Just give it a little time. You can make it if you try. Try. Oh.
up with your pen to the paper and your feet to the ground. Open up your voice and you will hear the sound of a song coming out so loud and clear. You wonder what it ever was that made you want to fear to put your brush to the canvas and to join in the race. Do what it is you do to make the world a better place, and all the people that can see you will no longer be afraid. They'll open up their dreams and they will do the same. So trade in your fears for faith. Get up and move your feet to the sound of the voice inside you. You can make it if you try. Whoa, whoa, whoa. No one can stop you if you want to reach the sky. Just give it a little time. You can make it if you try. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You can make it if you try. Paper and your feet to the ground. Open up your voice and you will hear the sound of your song coming out so loud and clear. You wonder what it ever was that made you want to fear to put your brush to the canvas and to join in the race. Do what it is you do to make the world a better place, and all the people that can see you will no longer be afraid. They'll open up their dreams and they will do the same. So trade in your fears for faith. To the sound of the voice inside you, you can make it if you try.